If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, so here we are.
We are here.
We're here.
At Kay's actual location. We're going to give you guys like a little tour.
I think this is another thing people have struggled with too. I had to let go of all of my concierge clients because they were like, so you're not coming to me anymore. I was like, no, I have a space. Like, come to me. And they were like, no, you know, they are not going to come with you.
That's
so
another pivot.
I was like, okay, so they're not going to come to me. And I probably had one girl come just for support, but then I guess she never came back because they were so, I mean, again, that was what it was. They were like, you come to me. And I was coming to them 9 o'clock at night before they go to dinner dates with their husband. So I was just at their beck and call. Yeah. And now I'm like, I have a 1 o'clock if you want to come get that slot. They're like, girl, no. So starting over for me has been like the story of my life.
Wow.
Like I've been open to starting over, especially when I know that the start over is like a better vision. I'm like, I don't want that anymore anyway. You know, it's like letting go of what was and being okay with that. Cause I know a lot of my students, they struggle. They saying like, I'm a braider, but I don't want to do braids anymore. I'm like, well, why are you still taking braid clients? You know,
yeah.
Like you're still holding on to something you're saying you don't want, but you're not letting it go. Like you have to just release it. Stop letting them pull you by the ankles, like let it go. So when I, you know, told them I had a space now, come see me. They didn't. I said, okay, it's fine. I had already, like you said, kind of transitioned over, like kind of doing like the Tuesdays and Wednesdays here and then the Thursdays and Fridays over there. So I was like, it's fine. You know, the price point was so much higher on this side. I was like, I don't even really want to deal with that anyway. So yeah, when I opened up my space, I feel like I started to get more people. It was like, it was just my time. I really just felt like it was just my time.
And sometimes you have to wait until it is just your time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's other people's time.
Yeah, it's just not your time.
And it's not your time.
Yeah.
It's your time to just do the work. Mm-hmm. It's your time to not look to the left or the right. It's your time to put your head down. It's your time to not expect recognition, edification, applause.
It's a process.
Any of that stuff. Just do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it will be your time.
Yeah, I have been through a lot. Like, I mean, we've already pivoted like 5 times in this conversation.
Yes.
I'm like, this so I'm girl. Like, we was like this. I'm like,
but
it was
know,
my time.
You know what I'm so proud of? Like, after so much change, anybody else would have just given up.
Yeah.
Today, you have a multi-million-dollar business, and you're shipping products all over the world. You're traveling all over the world, teaching
it's
and
crazy.
Educating. And that is because you continue to persevere.
Yeah. And I mean, of course I didn't see that. Mind you, I'm just here, just trying to do some hair. I'm like, you can't see the future.
You can't.
You can't. I mean, even if you plan for, like you said, God has a sense of humor. You're like, oh, all those plans you had, and he could just ball it all up and throw it in the trash. So it's like, we really can't see. You just have to keep going, and you have to just stay the course. And that is something for sure I've always done. It's just like, it has to get better. Like, it can't get worse. Like, it just kept getting better and kept getting better.
The pivot.
And then, yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to have to just, you know, and I mean, I do it all the time. It's like I said, it's my middle name. I'm good for a pivot, like literally, but within my industry. So, you know, like you said earlier, it's like, I'm not just like, okay, so let me go do this. Let me go do that. I'm like, no, what can we do in this industry to make this work? Like, how can we make more money? How can we, you know, create more jobs? Or how can we educate more? Like, it's always within the industry because I just love it here. Yeah.
And it's not always about changing in the industry or changing your field. Sometimes it's about maximizing what you already have. So you come here, your business explodes.
It does.
You know, and it's like everything is kind of happening for you.
Yeah, it was really good. I was just a stylist then, though, still not doing any of the other things. I was just making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it was different for me. So I gave it my all. Mind you, I'm still living with my mom. I have not created more overhead for myself because now I have this space. So I'm still living with my mom.
Girl CEO gym. That's what we're going to start with. Girl CEO
still at home.
Gym. So you stay down.
I did.
The
I stayed
money
down.
Started coming in. Mm-hmm. The clientele impact was increasing. And you did not go and buy a house. You did not go and move into a $35,000 or $5,000 luxury apartment.
I did.
Like, you didn't do that. Mm-hmm. You stacked your paper up a little bit.
I stayed down. My mom, I would throw her money, you know, now that I'm making money. But even she didn't want me to leave because she was my support system because I was still always at work.
Okay.
Because this was, like, new for me, I would be here from, like, 9 in the morning to 9 at night.
Yeah. Putting in the work.
Like, literally,
in the
I would
trenches.
Be here all day. And two, I felt like because God was blessing me with all these clients, I felt like a sense of obligation, like, wait, whoa, like, where is all these clients coming from? And I had to service them all. So I'm like I say, it's just me and I'm here all day. And my mom is picking the kids up from school and she's feeding them. I come home. She has like a hot cooked meal. So I actually loved it there at that point. I'm like, I needed this.
As a woman, you need that support.
Yeah, I needed
system.
It.
And I say this all the time to the ladies, when you are a mom, you're a business owner, you know, you're everything.
Mm-hmm.
You need that community.
Yeah.
You need that support system. And you also have to be okay with saying,
mm-hmm.
I need that. I need mm-hmm. help.
Yeah. I was like, Mom, I'm not leaving yet. She was like, you're not. I was like, no. She loves me there. So she was like, no, you're fine. You're fine. I'm like, okay, I would give her some money. I'm like, thank you for holding it down. It was kind of like I was the husband and she was the wife. So she would literally do all the wifely duties and I would go to work and bring home the bacon.
Yeah. Moms
so
are amazing.
I started paying her mortgage and I just started really like helping out at home until, well, COVID hit. So that kind of messed me up because, not messed me up, but it was another pivot moment because I'm thinking I'm like, I'm rocking and I'm rolling. And then when COVID happened and all the salons shut down, I was like, wait, what? Like, I was just getting to the paper.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what is happening? So I was so confused. And I was like, wait, what is, and again, we didn't know if we were going to be opening back up. We didn't know if people were going to even do in-salon experiences anymore. It was just like such a weird moment. So that kind of takes us back to kind of where we started when I just said, well, let me just, since I'm making so much money doing this technique and I hadn't taught it,
mm-hmm.
you know, people were just like, well, what is that? And da, 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 da. I was like, well, let me just see if anybody's interested in learning this technique. You know, let me just put up a video.
Once again, you pivot. So you transition from providing a service to now teaching mm-hmm. a technique. And I talk about this all the time. The best thing that you can do when your money is low is to learn a new skill set.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do when your money is low is to learn a new skill set, because learning a new skill set will position you to make more money.
Yeah.
But it will also put you in a position where you could teach that skill set mm-hmm. to other people,
mm-hmm.
right? So look at what you're doing and ask yourself, what in this can I teach to others,
mm-hmm.
right? Or do I need to learn a new skill set?
Yeah.
So it can increase my income, and after I master it, then I can go and teach that to other people.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you did. You mastered it. And then I was watching, I'm like, okay, Kay's back. Like, Kay's doing something. And then I started to see that you started to think even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I realized is that you were like, okay, I have the service, I have a technique. Now let me start to offer this product, this customized product. I see you traveling all over the world, teaching people, marketing your product. You launch a hair brand, but it's not like the regular bundles. And it's specifically geared to the technique that you are teaching, and you have it customized in a certain way. And the brand just explodes. I look up, I'm seeing hundreds of women in your class.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it's you jumping crazy. On flights. You know, I'm seeing you doing all this. I'm like, look at her go.
Surreal. It's still surreal. Like, I could cry in the car. Like, sometimes I do just because I'm so grateful. Like, I have, like, these moments where, and I'm super duper humble. Like, money doesn't change me. So I still have my days where I'm just like, I cannot believe.
How important is it to have a product?
It's so important because product is just where it's at. Like, people, and again, I didn't even know I needed a product. My students were the ones that were asking me, where's the hair? Where's the product? Where's the da-da-da? Because I was just teaching with no product.
Wow.
I was just like, here's the skill. They was like, so where do we get the hair from? Where do we get the tools from? And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, I guess that's supposed to be me. So it was another income stream for me because I had to still, like, go back to the drawing board and say, okay, so they're asking for this. Like, we have to provide this because, again, I'm teaching hundreds of students a month, like, traveling, going to 5 cities a month, and I'm just all over the place. And I'm like, I'm missing out on major opportunity here because they want more from me.
Do you feel like the product is what really pushed it over the 7-figure line?
I feel like education pushed it over. Wow. Honestly, education pushes it over.
Did y'all hear that?
People want to, like you said, people will pay for education.
Intellectual property is such
No, education pushed me over for sure because, like I said, I was doing hundreds of students a month. And they were so eager. And then even with us now going virtual, it's like I can do a live virtual and have 200 people on the live virtual in one day. So education for sure is where it's at. And I think products for me is second to education. And then in salon would be third.
Yeah. So package what you know.
Yeah.
Package what
you know. People are paying for knowledge, you know, for sure. Especially if what you're teaching them can make them more money. You know, it's not just like, oh, I just want to know this. I'm like, no, you can literally take this skill and apply it to your business tomorrow and make your money back. So like even that concept, people are like, oh, my God. So I definitely think education for sure is what took me to the 7-figure mark.
Yeah. And then I saw you. I just kind of saw you glow up. Right. It was kind of like the business was growing. You were traveling. You were like really locked in with your community. I saw your community growing. I also want to acknowledge, I saw that you were giving value to your audience. Like your content changed and it was just the information. It was the style always. it was the inspiration. It was all of those things. But then there was something different. And I was like,
what's that?
I was like, what's that? Like, y'all know when you know something is different about somebody, but they haven't quite, like, put it out. You're like, I was watching. I was like, something is going on here.
Little twinkle, twinkle.
It was a little twinkle, friend. I was like, so silly. Is that when Mr. Man came?
Mr. Man, he came, like you said, on that horse, right? The one that we said doesn't exist. He is amazing.
He's, congratulations.
Thank you.
He just got married.
Just got married. Impromptu.
Impromptu.
And then next thing you know, it's all over. It was definitely not, we didn't plan for that. It was supposed to be low-key, and it did not end
up. So you intentionally wanted to do a low-key wedding?
Yeah, I wanted to just, well, we're so in love, and we're planning a larger wedding, but we didn't want to wait to be married. So I was like, well, let's just go to the karate. He was like, oh, yeah, definitely, like 100%. Let's just do it.
And I love that because it's not about, you know, when you find love, you do it for you. You're not doing this for anybody else. You don't need the show. You don't need to do it for the big place, the fancy dress.
Yeah.
All, it's just about how you feel in your heart. And I saw your wedding and it was so cool that you showed going to the courthouse and that you all kind of just went out dinner.
That's it.
After that. And I know that he's business minded as well, very entrepreneurial. Like, how did that impact the decisions that you all have been making lately?
He's like super supportive, and he has so much knowledge about entrepreneurship that I feel like I don't have. So he balances me out a lot, because prior to me and him even dating, I didn't really have any systems. Like, wow. It was just me. He was like, wait a minute, like, you like working. I think you like that. I'm like, I don't. Like, help me. And he's like my systems guru guy. Like, he will try to find a system for all the things.
And let me just tell you, systems will shave 20 years off your life.
Honey, like, I don't know what I was doing before the systems. Like, systems are everything.
Yeah, you will be out here looking 25 again,
girl,
with systems in place. Yes. Because it will just keep you youthful.
It keeps you young, yes, honey. And it keeps you engaged, too. So, like you were saying, like, nurturing and stuff like that. So, all my clients used to have my personal phone number, and I used to always try to just, you know, stay in touch with them. And he's like, you know, you can stay in touch with them without staying in touch with them. You know, yeah, that, right? So, he sat me down. He put me on to, like, different systems and how to, like, make things more efficient.
Ooh.
Girl, it's so sexy. It's so sexy when you have a man that not only supports you, but adds value to your business, to your personal life. So it just felt so right, because I'm like, it really attracted me to him.
So that turned you on?
Yes, so very much so.
Intelligence.
It's so sexy.
Do you feel like that has changed as you have gotten older? Like, you like the intelligence thing?
Yeah, like the things you're looking for is like things like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like business stuff turns
back
you on.
Back in the day, it was like, oh, he fine.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you care about. Was, like, he had money and is he fine? I'm like, now it's like, he's smart. Like, the conversations we have, like, he's a research junkie. Like, he's always trying to learn something. He loves seminars, and like, he's like that guy. Yeah. You know,
I tell him all the time, just because a man has money doesn't mean that he has what's best for you.
Right.
Because there are so many men that have money, but they may not have the emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have money, but they may not be patient. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have money, but that doesn't mean that they value you as a woman. So we have to stop just looking for a man that just has money.
It's like, the last thing I'm looking for at this point.
Him and having money is great.
It helps, but just financially with, you know, supporting the household and everything. But
there's more to a relationship.
It is, because I have money. So it's like, money doesn't move me anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm looking for, like you said, all the other things that turn me on to you is just like being smart and being able to hold a conversation and teach me something. Like, you know, put me on to something. And he's good for that. Like, like I said, he's a talker, and I just listen. I just soak it all in.
Ooh.
He's like, are you listening? I'm like, I'm listening.
So do you feel like having that level of intelligence, you know, you're making seven figures, you're making money, and now so many people make it seem like if you have money, you don't need anybody.
No, I
completely disagree with that, because I'm all for partnership. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, having money and is a little lonely. Like, you got your money, that's fine, but just having that person is so important. How has that shifted you as a woman as far as being in your femininity, now having an intelligent man?
Yeah. And like you said, money is not, doesn't make you happy. Like, you can have all the money in the world and still be depressed and lonely. So it's not all about, you know, money. But
question for you: would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Even with me being a seven-figure earner, I'm still, like, super submissive to my husband. Like, he's a manly man, you know what I'm saying?
And what does that look like for you?
He's so soft, though. Like, he doesn't yell. He has actually calmed me down, because I was kind of rah-rah just coming into, like you said, just relationships in general. I'm just kind of like, what? You know what
I'm
saying?
Do you think it was because of the relationships that you were
in? Oh, all the relationships in the past. I had to definitely speak up and be aggressive with the aggressor, because I'm not going to just, like, ball up. That's just not in me. But with him, he used to be like, why are you yelling? Like, calm down.
That'll make you, like...
It makes you calm down.
It makes you check yourself. Yeah,
I used to literally have to, like... It makes you really look in the mirror like, okay, so I'm the aggressor now.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I need to work on myself.
Yeah, I have to work on me. And in the beginning of our relationship, that's literally what he was saying. He's like, you are so perfect. He's like, but you have got to calm down when you're talking to me. You cannot yell at me. I'm not yelling at you. So he really has
you
just
had to relearn
me.
That.
Yeah, I had to start over again. Like,
see, and when you get with a dominant man who mm-hmm. has the emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. first of all, he's not going to allow you to disrespect
yeah,
him.
No, he doesn't play that.
But he is not going to teach you not mm-hmm. to disrespect mm-hmm. him by disrespecting right. you, because he's a leader. So he's going to teach
that's,
you.
That's the word. He's like all those things. And I've never seen it before in my entire life of dating. A man mm-hmm. that's patient with you mm-hmm. even when you're like aggressive.
Yeah.
And like you said, he's not going to retaliate with aggression. He's like, I'm not yelling at you.
He's going to humble you in yeah. a way that makes you realize that you have to come up to mm-hmm. this level. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you are in those relationships where you have to be dominant all the time, it's a big switch. Mm-hmm. So you had to shift into your feminine space
yes,
again.
My soft life had to kick in. He was like, there's some softness in you somewhere. I need you to dig deep in there and find
Shout out to him for having the patience.
He has a lot of patience. He's the calmest person I know. Like, and like you said, with being so calm, still very dominant, still direct, still going to say what's on his mind, and in a way that you can't help but to receive, because you know how like sometimes when we're trying to get something across, it's just clouded with the yelling and the argument. Like, he's like, no, I want you to hear me clearly what I'm saying to yeah. you. Nothing is going to distract you from the words that are coming out of my mouth. And it really teaches me how to communicate in a relationship. Like, we communicate like real friends. He'll sit me down. He doesn't like yelling in front of the kids. He doesn't like raising the voices. If we have a serious conversation, he's like, let's go for a drive. Like, it sounds wow. like we might need to go.
Healthy.
Head out.
Yeah. Healthy.
He's like, we'll be right back, kids. We're going to the store. Your mama looks like she's a little angry. You might want to take this one on the road. Very healthy relationship. And you know when you're in one. You know when you're in a healthy relationship.
How do you know when you're in? What are some signs that you are officially in a healthy relationship?
I feel like the balance between your personality and your partner's personality should really be like a leveled seesaw. Like, it shouldn't be like he's aggressive and I'm like, it should be easy. I really believe that a healthy relationship feels easy mm. because relationships are hard.
Yeah.
Whether you're with Joe Blow or not, it's going to be a work in progress, but it's easier when you're with someone who balances you out. And it's like your yin to your yang. And it's like, this is my personality, this is your personality, but we genuinely balance each other out. And I yeah. feel like without the balance, like you said, it could just be a tornado in the house.
Yeah, quick. For sure.
Quick, it could go left really fast. And we truly balance each other out, I think, like perfectly. Like, we really are meant for each other.
And he's also helping you in different areas. I think that's really important in relationships, for you to have someone that can add value mm-hmm. in the area that mm-hmm. you know you are falling short in. How has that been for you so far?
He adds value. I mean, he's a great dad too. So like, even you know, with business, and he's like the, what does he call himself? The volunteer, because he doesn't get paid. He's like, I mean, I basically just volunteer lots of hours for your company. He's definitely not paid in cash, but, you know, I pay him in other ways, so he's good. But he's a great dad, too, and just a great stepdad. Like, yeah. you know, the kids didn't have, like, an active father figure, and he just came in. He didn't have any kids before our daughter.
Yeah.
And he was just an amazing father figure, great dad. They just, they were nervous too at first, because they were just like, okay, like, is this because
starting over and bringing, you know, having a new man in your life as a mom mm-hmm. is scary.
It is.
Because for so many women, it's like, I don't want to open this space mm-hmm. up. I need to protect my kids. Yeah. I want to keep them away from this. Mm-hmm. And you have to get to a place of comfort mm-hmm. where you feel okay with allowing a person in. And that takes time. And yeah. it should. Mm-hmm. It should take time, right? And to have a man that wants to come in, that wants to be involved, that is just, it's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. Because there are so many people that make it seem like if you have children, there isn't any hope for you.
There's no hope for you because you have kids.
And that is a lie.
Yeah.
Like, let's just make sure we confirm that.
Somebody wants to be your baby daddy.
Everyone doesn't think that way.
Yeah.
Some people see more. Mm-hmm. And some people see value. And some people love family.
Yeah, he loves family. He's like, I always wanted a big family. And like, I was nervous because he didn't have any kids. So I couldn't really...
Oh, so he didn't have
kids. He didn't have any kids.
Ladies, do y'all hear that?
No kids.
Just in case you're watching this, losing hope.
He had no kids, no baby no mama kids. Drama. They were like, where did you get this guy? No kids. And I was nervous because I hadn't seen how he parents, you know? So I'm like, okay, like, how is this going to work? And, you know, I wanted a man that wasn't just dating me. Like, no, if you date me and, like, we're serious, like, you're their dad. Like, you know, get into it. You know what I'm saying? You can't just date the mom and not help me raise the kids, you know? Because I've gotten in this far, but, like, you can definitely help me the second half. So
how long was it when you all, after you all started dating, that he proposed?
We were dating for a year and a half.
Ladies, a year.
A year and
I see the ring.
He did
we
so
get a close up on that?
He did so good. He did. He's a jury guy. But yeah, we were dating for a year and a half and we really just fell for each other. I think it was just the right timing for both of us because I had a crazy relationship. He had a crazy relationship and we were both just kind of looking at each other like, we can't do the craziness anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
all wanted that.
Yeah, we're too old for this. Like, this is what I need. This is what I need. This is what I've been through. This is what I've been through. Like, how can we just avoid all those things?
Yeah, were you shocked that after a year and a half,
he's like... Of course. I wasn't even prepared. Like, literally when he proposed, I was still like, if we have it on camera too, I was like, wait, what? Like, yeah.
Do you feel like because of what you went through in the past, did you almost feel like maybe I'm not deserving of this or no one is going to asked me to marry them in a year? Like, why was it that you were surprised?
I was surprised because I think how fast it happened, I knew that I was deserving. So I had kind of gotten over that hump of feeling like, oh my God, like, this is a mess in my life. Because I was like, no, I think I'm a good wife. Like, deep down inside, I'm like, I would be a great wife, a great friend. But he was just, we were long distance at first. You know, he was in D.C. Yeah. I was in Atlanta. So we were going back and forth.
Like, I'm in your city.
Exactly. Right. What are you doing here? Right. You asked me, like, what are you? I think my man is here. You was like, okay.
It was like, my man.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm just, you know, in and out. So we were long distance. And then, you know, we would have, like, I guess long distance relationships, in my opinion, really helped us get to know each other. And kind of like fall in love with each other because we had that distance. And when we see each other, we were like all in and we were just
shout
like,
out to the long distance relationships. So they do work.
It's okay.
People make it seem like, if you're in a long distance relationship, no, it's over.
It helps how you did learn it, each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel like it empowered your relationship?
We learned a lot. We talked a lot too.
That's important.
Versus just, you know what I'm saying? We talked a lot. And we value the time that we did spend together. Mm-hmm. So it really forced us to, like, have those hard conversations from far away. And when he, I guess, in his mind, knew that he wanted to be with me for a long time, he was like, I want to start doing, like, FaceTimes with the kids. Because we didn't want them to, like, meet yet. Because, again, I didn't want them to be in the same situation as my last relationship where, like, I bring the guy in, I'm so in love, and then it doesn't work out. And the kids are kind of like, wait, what?
So you were already traumatized anyway.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very much so. And he knew that, too. Like, he was like, you know, what happened? I'm like, I don't want to tell you all the details, but just know it wasn't good. And I don't really want to bring the kids in this right now until, like, I know that we're, like, serious. And he was like, well, you know, I'm serious. Can I at least start, like, FaceTiming them?
Or... And putting that effort in.
Yeah.
I think that him really trying. Requesting that.
Yeah, he was really trying.
Says a lot.
And I thought that was so sexy, too. I was like, he wants to, like, talk to the kids? I'm like, okay. He was like, I can just FaceTime them. Like, I gotta see them.
Yeah.
So we started the FaceTime thing. And then when he said that he wanted to move to Atlanta, I was like, yeah.
So he
I was like, what?
To move where you were.
Yeah, he wanted to move to Atlanta. And I'm just
come
like.
Come on, compromise.
It was all those things that I just kept saying, like, okay, maybe he's, like, serious.
So men move for women, too.
I think that that was when I knew that he was the one, because I'm so used to me and even my peers and the females in my life. It's like, we're the aggressors. We're the one that's like, so are we, what are we doing? You yeah. know, what's happening? And like the guy is just kind of like waiting for us to give him like an ultimatum or something. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And you feel like when it's the right person, you don't have to be the person yeah, no, that's
giving. They'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be aggressive. Yeah. You don't have to be saying, so what are we doing? Mm-hmm. If he's interested and he wants yeah. you, he's going to tell you.
He'll tell you that that's what we're doing. Because we were just friends, and he was like, you know, I think we should start dating long distance. And I was like, what? Really? Okay. Like, I'm here for that.
Yeah. And then he's like, after that, he's like, I want to move
yeah,
to
Yeah, he was
city.
Like, I think I want to move to Atlanta. And I'm just like, okay, yeah. that's weird. Like, I'm like so like weirded out by everything. I'm like, okay, this is weird.
And then you're engaged.
And then he just, we go out to dinner. The kids are there. I mean, it was intimate still. It wasn't like a party. It wasn't like a big thing. It was me, him, and my children. And we go out on the deck, and I turn around, and he's on a knee. I'm like, oh my God, this is not happening. You're not doing this right now. I'm like, cover my eyes. I start crying. It's like, aww. The kids are looking like, because they knew. So they're looking like, yeah. And he just had their support, and
that's important.
It was really special, and
I'm so happy for you.
I think I got pregnant like 30 days later. That didn't last long. I think I got pregnant 30 days later. No,
I'm
just
like, crying.
No, it all worked out, and I feel like it all will work out. I feel like people just, like you said, they cut it off too soon, or they're like, because they can't see it, they feel like it's not gonna happen. You just have to stay the course and just stay faithful and keep working. Like you said, head down. Just keep doing what feels right for you. And that's when it gets better.
For sure. For sure. And I just want to just say this to you. You are setting the tone for so many women. You know, so many women who have children who are getting back out on the dating scene. It's hard, yeah. right? You got to start feeling yourself again mm-hmm. to get back out there. And some people lose hope. And yeah. congratulations to you on not giving up and putting yourself back out there again, and even being open to dating as a mom mm-hmm. again.
Yeah,
you know, with two kids, being on the dating scene with two children, trying to run a business, mm-hmm. going through those bad scenarios, but allowing your heart to reopen.
Yeah.
And I really want to close it out with, what would you say to the ladies that are out here that are working, building, you know, looking for that love, who have been hurt in the past, but they're just not where they want to be right now, and they may be losing hope?
100% don't lose hope. Your person, I'll say a person, because it could be a guy or girl, I don't know, whatever you're into, your person is out there. Like, I literally feel like there's somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
Your person is out there. And like I said earlier, I feel like it's not necessarily going to be when you want it to happen, where you want it to happen, with whom you want it to happen yeah. with. Because sometimes we're like, I want that person. It's like, that's not the person for you.
Try something different.
Yeah, like, that's just not your person. And it has to be an easy situation. They say what's for you is easy. It's not a hard thing. You don't have to like fight for it. It just comes. And I think that as long as we keep living, you know, we yeah. just can't give up. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on right now where people are just like giving up yeah, too yeah. soon. Like, we have to just keep living, and it will come to pass, because everybody is deserving of all the things. Like you said, the money, the love, the relationship, the success, the children. Like, you're deserving yeah. of all the things.
And one of the things that I also noticed, you know, that you kind of shared with me, is like, you stepped outside of your norm mm-hmm. of like who you would normally date.
Totally outside of my norm.
Ladies.
So different.
I want the ladies to hear that, because sometimes we have, want to be 6 feet
yeah.
tall, you know, want to be this build, want to mm-hmm. do this, want to look like this. Like, sometimes it just doesn't happen yeah. that way. And you may be missing mm-hmm. the love of your life
yeah.
because he's not 6 feet
yeah,
tall, because he's not muscular, because he's not chocolate, because he, you know, doesn't have wavy hair. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever those things are, sometimes you just may have to step outside your comfort zone mm-hmm. and you may just find the love of your life.
Yeah, you just got to be open. Just have an open heart and take it slow, especially if you're a mom. Like you say, you can't just, like, rush into it. You got to yeah. take it slow. And remember this. If he wants you, you'll know.
Yeah.
You'll know.
And you will have that partner. Yeah. Because now I watch you and I'm like, man, like, he's there with you.
Always.
He's supporting. He, you know, we were working last night and you were like, oh, I can't wait to get home. Mm-hmm. Man, I was like, look at her.
Exactly. And then when he got home, he was like, where is my wife?
I'm like, I'm right here.
We're literally like friends and we genuinely enjoy each other. Yeah. Like 100%. So whenever he's gone, I miss him. Whenever I'm gone, he misses me. And it just, it worked out. And yeah. I feel like we still have a whole other part of the story that just hasn't even happened yet, you know?
Yeah, so congratulations. Thank you. The business, the family, you know, the marriage, the peace. Mm-hmm. I can see it on you. Yeah. It was just like a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Thank you for
joining. I see something on YouTube.
Receiving it all.
I see it on YouTube.
I'm just so excited, you know, for you.
Thank you.
I just want to just stress, like, your flowers are here.
Thank you.
Thank you for just sharing the journey.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me to share my story, because I've never told anybody, like, how it happened.
And people think it just magically happened, but
it's a process.
Building a seven-figure business and going through all of the pivoting that you mm-hmm. have gone through, it has not been easy. So.
I've been on your line, so you know. I'm like, Ronnie!
She calls me.
Please tell me something. I literally, 30 minutes of your time, I'm like, she said what she said. It's time to get to work.
Yeah, it's time to get to work. Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you more.
Thanks for joining the Girl CEO Anytime. Show. And I know that lives will be inspired because of this.
I hope so.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
It's the Girl CEO Show. Run it up. Always on the grind. You already know what's up. Everything from dating to life in the business. Covering it all like a boss. Come and get this. It's the Girl CEO Show. Yeah.
Fall into big savings. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.